self-purification. 25-07-09-01-23-20. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Christ Jesus. There is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Shakespeare. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, means I am in alignment with truth. And it's automatic. Because what is God? God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal. Principle, mind, spirit, soul, life, truth, love. Good. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, which includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing, omnipresence, and omni-action, which means there is no overaction, underaction, reaction, but only perfect action, because it's a quality of God, and God is spirit. Spirit is the only substance, and spirit is flawless. Everything about God is omni, which means one, only, and all. So there is no competition, no opposition, because God is the only power. It's not a matter of there being another lesser or equal or greater power. There is no other power, period. Man is the compound idea of infinite spirit. Genesis 1, starting with verse 26, says, "And let us make man in our image and after our likeness." And then it states, God made man in his image and after his likeness. We know what God is because it was just recited. So that's what man is. Man is not some body that's walking around in a mindless way, that makes mistakes, that is subjected to illness, sin, sickness, disease, death, accident, chaos of any kind whatsoever. The only influence on man is what God is, because man is the image and likeness of God. God is perfect. Therefore, man is perfect. And at the end of Genesis 1, which really ends on verse 3, Genesis chapter 2, it is stated that God is good. Everything that God made is good. And we know what good is from the definition just read from the glossary. The recitations were from the first page after the title pages, which were the three quotes. Pages 465, recapitulation. Page 587, glossary. And what does the Lord's Prayer say? Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious. Hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent supreme. And give us our day, our daily bread. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us thus from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all in all. Amen. Mary Baker Eddy states that if we understandingly live that one short prayer by Christ Jesus, we will see nothing but perfection. We will see nothing but reality. And the only reality is perfection, because spirit is the only substance and spirit is flawless. Mind is the only mind which is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. It is not mortal, it is immortal. Mortal mind is an oxymoron. And what is soul? That's the facility, our functionality for being able to identify. It is our seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling from God as a reflection of God, which means that those are all qualities of spirit. Every one of our senses are spiritual. So the only senses that are real are spiritual senses. We have the ability, and we practice it, we live it, to see with God's eyes, that is spiritual discernment. Hear with God's hearing, that is spiritual understanding. Taste, relish of truth. Intuition of character. All of the senses of soul are spiritual. And they're direct from God. The only senses man has. Principle is structure with system. Mary Baker Eddy states, divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system. On page 330, she states, there are 32 planks. And if you understand these and live them, both with the letter and the spirit, then the system of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. And that's exactly the only attraction that man has, is to live the qualities of God both in letter and spirit. The letter means knowing what the facts are about God, about the system of divine metaphysics. The spirit means administering every thought, speech, and action with love. Indispensable, impersonal, spiritual love. Nothing less than spiritual love is true love. And we have that atmosphere with everything, everyone, all the time, under every perceived circumstance. Because that is the only reality. The thoughts in this treatment apply to everyone all the time. Because the only existence is the existence of God, which includes God's manifestation. We are all brethren under the same source, which is the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite God. The God that is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. The God that is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. The good, which is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, which includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, omni-knowing. Good is also omnipresent and omni-action. So there is no reaction, overaction, underaction, only perfect action. Obviously, there can be no accident, because that implies that there is something that is chaotic action. But God is divine principle, and divine principle is everything in balance, everything which is harmonious. And it's spiritual structure, which includes system. System does not include anything chaotic. Only that which is balanced, harmonious, and a total reflection of God. This treatment applies to everyone, all the time, everywhere, under every perceived circumstance, and every chaotic situation is hereby negated. It is exposed as being unreal, and therefore it is eradicated from the thought of everyone, everywhere, all the time. God is the only mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Amen. It is 250709 at 2333. This is the end of this treatment, which covers everyone, everywhere, all the time. The end.